Crook's Corner. What up? Y'all know what we do. We talk rap. Hope everybody's living their best life. You feel me? So check it out. I was on Twitter. I saw somebody tweet out an article. In this article, the rapper Logic was quoted as saying that he does not make music for the culture. He makes it for his fans. And he went on to be quoted, "What does for the culture even mean anyway?" So I sat there, I read the whole thing, and I was like, okay. So, what's my take on this? You know what I mean? Because y'all know me, I'm all about the culture. So I sat back. And I said, you know what? Let me talk to the people, man. Crook's Corner, man. Firstly, let me say this. There's a bit of confusion out here. When we talk about the culture, some people think we're talking about the current state of things in the rap music industry. No. When we say we are making music for the culture, we mean we doing this for the people who love this shit the same way we love this shit. For all the hip hop heads. For everybody who embraces the real. We're doing this to preserve the essence and all of the elements. We're thankful for what DJ Kool Herc blessed us with on August 11, 1973 at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. Blessed us with hip hop. We're thankful. That's the culture. That's the culture we're talking about. So I'm sending this message to Logic. I think you're a talented MC. Straight up. And one artist to another, I feel it's our duty to respect the culture and to preserve it. You know what I mean? For future generations. You may not agree, it's all love. But look at it this way. Hip-hop swept through the poor neighborhoods of ghetto America and created opportunities, changed the economy, put legal money in the pockets of rappers, DJs, producers, graph designers, stylists, club promoters, recording studios, engineers, whole lot of people, man. It paid bills. It put food on the table. It sparked the imagination of people who were counted out by society and gave them hope. It saved lives, especially in environments where drug dealing, pimping and robbery were like primary options to get paid, until another option presented itself: hip-hop, the culture that taught us so many things we would never learn in school, the culture that repaired our confidence and self-respect, the culture that told us each one teach one, the culture that gave us knowledge of self, the culture that unites enough people to be its own religion. The culture that built the stairway you walked up to get to the top. You say you don't make music for the culture. You make music for your fans. I ask, why can't you make music for both? I suspect you already have been doing that. I'm sure a lot of your fans are for the culture. I know. A lot of shit has changed. I know. I get it. New wave rappers disrespecting Tupac to gain attention. I saw the Let's Slander Eminem train. That caught on for a minute. I see the think pieces on why young rappers should not have to care about the history of hip hop. You know, algorithms, analytics, geo-target marketing, and yeah, you don't have to be for the culture to gain acceptance from your audience or industry gatekeepers. So I know it's a free-for-all. Anything goes. Accused of rape, cool, 100 million streams. Artist alleged pedophilia, good, 200 million views. Anything goes. But the adults in the room shouldn't throw the culture under the bus. We shouldn't use hip-hop as a springboard to jumpstart our careers and then create a distance from it once we climb the ladder like, yeah, thanks, bitches, I'm out. I'm out, though. I'm on now. Fuck y'all. I don't need y'all no more. That's kind of what you sound like. You sound as if you found the most polite, respectful way to say, fuck y'all. I don't need y'all no more. Real shit. I'm only giving you the real because who else will? I believe hip-hop should always be a community where we can speak our minds to one another and still be cool. I believe if we don't protect the culture, hip-hop will lose its sacred glow. And rap will be just another genre taken by the vultures, transformed into whatever the fuck they want it to be. And we're almost there. We're almost there. I absolutely believe you're part of the culture. You know how to rap. You know how to song write. You know how to hit make, all that. But where's the love for what got you where you are? You said you love hip hop, so ask yourself, where would you be without the culture? Crook Corner. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.